Cool. We called the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Wednesday, October 26, 2016, at 10:06 a.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union President's Conference Room, third floor. We'll move into agenda item 2, roll call.
Long.
Present.
Desimero.
Present.
Vitar.
Present.
Carrasco.
Absent, excused.
Hidalgo.
Present.
Ronquillo.
Present.
Vitar.
Present.
Wang.
Absent, excused. And quorum is present. We'll move into agenda item 3, public comment. Yeah, go ahead.
So, hi, my name is Karen, and the Legal Council is having an event here on November 18th. We're having the Legal Council for the University come and speak about higher education law. So, if you guys are interested in law school or the field of law, please come by. It's from 3 to 4. So,
where is it?
That is to be announced.
Oh.
Right on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, any other public comment? Sweet. Moving to agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action 1, the commission will hear the following funding requests for fall 1 funding period. International Club. Cool. Yeah, so can we get your name and position and organization?
Yeah, my name is Yuriel Morales, and I'm the treasurer of the club. And I'm here to request some changes in our funding application. Because we already met with the Joe, it's for International Night of Women, sorry. We already met with the Joe, and we had our SEAB meeting, so we have more short numbers. And we won't use all the money we requested for the Joe because we got a sponsor. I have here that we are gonna actually just going to pay $912 for the venue. So I was wondering if we could use some of the remaining money for ESI security and silver and wood catering and for the shipping of tablecloths. And I have the documents here.
Yeah, so, commissioners, with this one, what happened was we approved International Club for, I believe, this full cap on Tier 1, and then the Joe decided to co-sponsor this event after the fact, and so now what we should discuss is, do we want to approve different separate line items to the total amount that we already approved? That weren't originally approved. Does that make sense? And then not pay for the whole joke because it's co-sponsored now. And so she's requesting ESI.
ESI.
And silver and blue.
Silver and blue and ESI. The shipping for tablecloths.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And that's the top 3 sheets. Yes, Commissioner Hidalgo.
Should be still. Is it going to be under the limit? Yeah.
It will. What we would probably do is approve up to the limit.
Yeah.
Or up to what they were already approved for.
They're going to approve for the full cap.
Yeah, I believe so. Funding manager Jason Merrill, did they get approved the full cap for their application?
They should.
What do you? Oh, okay. So
the application was over to that.
They were. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so they were funded $3,181.85, and this is a Tier 1 application. So, yeah, just cap it at that.
Cool. So, yeah, 3,000 some.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Yeah, Commissioner Hidalgo.
I think we should do what you said earlier. It'll help them out. We'll save them a lot of money, I think. Or at least just allocate it differently.
Commissioner Tarr?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Cool. Commissioner Ronquillo?
Yeah, I think it's fine too. Like, if they weren't co-sponsored, they would be spending the same amount of money anyway.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah, this was brought to us last week or the week before. And it, we missed the agenda, so they were put on to this one. But it is one of those things where we haven't discussed this as a commission, we haven't set a precedent, and I definitely wanted to run it by you guys first and get a vote on it. So with that being said, I think we should move to change some line items and stuff, if that's what you guys want to do. Hi, Rosie. Yeah, Commissioner Tarr.
So to clarify, are we bringing back their application to the table and then changing line items?
Correct, yeah. We would need to do that to follow Robert's rules. Commissioner Tarr.
I move to bring International Club's Tier 1 request back to the table.
Seconded by Commissioner Batar. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. So yeah, now this is back on the table to make any further motions. Do you guys have the original spreadsheet?
Yeah. What funding period is
it? Following. Commissioner Unquilla?
How much was the Joe drop on the Joe again? 900?
912.
I think it's in one of those papers that you have right there, Commissioner Unquilla. I think it should be there, reflected in one of those papers you have. Is that a hand?
Yeah.
Funding manager Dismarrow.
So, is your guys' total for the application downloaded is showing as $3,226.85? Or for those of you that have it up.
What does it say one more time, please?
$3,226.85.
Very close for funding
responsibility. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So in this case, the application from the on the tribe of this one is different. But I think we could still make the motions and add the line items, and then I'll just have the actual reflected value.
Wait, what's yours?
$3,181.85. Total off by around $100.
It was approved differently.
Yeah,
it was approved differently. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll just make the changes on the spreadsheet that's on the drive. That'll be appropriate.
Yeah.
Looks like we're just crunching some numbers.
Oh,
it's
just a 6. Yeah, we approve.
Yeah, funding manager this around.
So I found what was different. During the funding hearing, we changed non-food item 16 to $6 to reflect the cap for t-shirts. And that's the only thing that changed.
Commissioner Wang's report. So that'll be good. Yeah, Commissioner Rutar.
Can we start making motions?
Yeah, absolutely.
I move to add non-food line item 17, UPS ground shipping, in the amount of $119.34.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Funding manager, yes, ma'am.
So it's just... Would you like to have it be quantity 1?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Is there any other motions? Commissioner Ronquillo?
I move to add line item 18. ESI Security, unit price quantity 1, unit price 404.8.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into the vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. So that added a couple of things, UPS and ESI. And then do we need to reduce anything?
Yeah.
Yes. Commissioner Tarr?
So you're now paying $912 to the Joe as opposed to the $2,800?
Yes.
Okay. And the silver and blue is $30?
Correct.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, Commissioner Carr.
I move to adjust non-food item 1 unit price to $912 and add non-food line item 19, silver and blue catering, quantity 1, unit price 30, unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Do we have a final number?
Yep. This is now an application amount of $2,354.93.
$2,354.93? Yes. Okay. Is that correct? Very cool.
I got
235514.
That's what I got.
Oh.
Yeah,
funny
measure, Desmer. Is the UPS shipping
1934?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So this is now an application amount of $2,355.14.
Okay. I'm seeking a motion. Commissioner Tarr?
I move to approve International Club's Tier 1 application in the amount of $2,355.14.
So you know, again by Commissioner Hidalgo, is there any discussion on the motion? Everything clear?
Yeah.
Makes sense? Sound good?
Is there a way I can get a new funding application or just like a...
Yeah, a copy of the spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, funding manager Desmero can give that to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those against, abstentions, motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Perfect. So now we'll move into policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action 2. Actually, let's not do that. Let's move into agenda item 5, report of the director of policy organizations. We get reports out of the way first. Hello. So you guys don't have to stick around if you don't want to. You're welcome to head out whenever. Sorry, I didn't mention that. But if you want to stay, we're totally cool with that too. Whichever. So, all my tests are finally over. It was really hectic for a while there, but now we're back on track. So I'm looking into a small report that I want to tackle this week is going to be kind of looking at the SAS and making changes to all of the duties that are stated. The SAS is a great document. It's 170 pages, something like that. Of crazy, and it's completely dynamic, and it's always needing to be changed, even though it frequently isn't. Unfortunately for us, the Department of Clubs and Organizations has stayed rather stagnant in that document for a long time, and so it's time to see some changes. So that's one of the things that I wanted to tackle. There are a couple other things on the list, but that one's going to take some time. And so at this point, I kind of wanted to ask you guys if there was anything that you wanted to see from me in this next week. Yes? Anything off the top of your heads? No? Yeah.
Commissioner Sass. Fast changes to the Google Drive. It's
okay.
Folder for it and everything.
Cool. Yeah. I'll just operate out of that then. Yeah, 20 minutes.
So is this suggestions to the SAS or suggestions for your role in the SAS?
No, not just
oh,
me.
Okay.
I'm just looking at all of the duties as stated in the SAS.
Okay.
It's more, I kind of want to reword how the department is formatted.
Okay.
And look at the mission statement of the department as well as, you know, what other specific duties are stated of positions. Because we operate differently of the SAS, even though the SAS says certain things about the way the department should operate. It's just kind of outdated. So, yeah.
I'll add to the drive then, because that'll be easier.
Cool.
Because, yeah, I didn't know that it
didn't help me with the
mission
updates.
That would be great, yeah.
Okay, sweet. Perfect. Other things. Meetings. Senate. Senate's today. We discussed, I believe, last week, the change to GovOps. That was put will be put on the agenda for next Senate meeting, for next week. The GovOps meetings are on Fridays, which means the agendas have to be posted by Monday, and the agendas for Senate have to be posted by the Thursday prior, which means that obviously we weren't able to put that on this week's agenda. So, yeah, go ahead, Commissioner.
So, on that, if it gets approved by next Friday, though,
it will be 2 weeks Friday.
Three weeks
Friday.
They have to sit on it for a week.
Not this week, not next Friday. Sorry, Wednesdays. We're talking Wednesday Senate. Not this Wednesday. It'll be on the agenda for next Wednesday Senate. And then they'll see it, review it. It sits for a week. So the following Wednesday, that's when they vote on it.
Got it.
So it's 3 weeks out.
Okay, because I want to know if I should have added it to the newsletter or anything so they could see that.
Yeah, when is the next one going out?
I'm trying to get out by next week.
Not the next newsletter.
That's
the one following.
Like, on
yeah, just hold off on it. I mean, if you wanted to, you could mention that it is going through Senate. But, I mean, nothing more. Like, because
okay.
It won't have been approved yet. So, cool. Anything else for me? Yes. That's pretty much it. Oh, interns.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm interviewing interns. I interviewed one yesterday. Basically, it's more of screening at this point. We got 6 interested applicants, which was perfect for our department. I called everyone, and there was one that wasn't interested anymore. And so that brings us to 5, which is still fine. 5 is great. And there's I'm asking them what interest they have in which coalitions right now. I've had one interview. I'm having, I think, 2 more today, or 3. So we'll see. The first one was interested in your coalition, Commissioner Anquillo. So that's very cool. Yeah, so we'll have that done by, like, next week. We'll get their new hire stuff in. I'm just checking to make sure that they're qualified, interested in the department, you know, are actually going to want to be here, sort of thing. Not so much interviewing them because I want to see who's best fit. We don't really need to do that. We've got space enough for all of them. So, yeah. I think that's it. So that will, yeah.
So,
funny manager, just now.
I don't know if you're only, like, gearing it towards commissioners, but if, like, someone wanted to see the funding side, like, how would that work?
Yeah, so actually, and this is a good point of discussion, it's stated in the SAS that the department is allowed to have interns. We've never had interns while I've been here, so we're kind of trying to figure out how we want to run the program, how we want to run the internship program. Programming assigns interns to programmers, kind of like a big little mentee-mentor thing. I like that approach, but at the same time, I kind of want them to see all facets of the department, so put them where they want to be first, and then maybe a few weeks down the line or a month down the line or something, rotate, like on a schedule, so they see other coalitions, etc. Yeah, Commissioner Tarr.
Yeah, I think rotating would be best, especially for clubs and arts.
Yeah, Commissioner Batar.
Just to play devil's advocate here, I like the rotating idea, but if you have a commissioner or intern who is going to probably apply for a specific
coalition.
Coalition there next year, wouldn't it be fair to them to just shadow the commissioner who's in charge of that coalition?
Yeah, and I see both sides of that, but at the same time, I had no idea what I wanted to do when I came here.
I'm saying if someone did, though. Let's say you
right,
get an intern and says, look, this is what I want to do.
But, so my side of the view on that,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just throw it out there, is that I don't think a lot of them really know where they want to be commissioners for, or what coalition they would want to kind of see. And so to, like, give them a whole view of the department
mm-hmm.
is, okay, yeah, Commissioner Hidalgo, Commissioner Anquillo, all of you do similar things. You're all commissioners. You all have the same training. You all meet with clubs. You all answer emails. You do similar things. Where it varies is, who do you see? You know, who's your coalition? And what are your projects?
Mm-hmm.
And so by giving them a broad view on that by letting them switch amongst the commissioners, then they get to, you know, see everything. I think that's, whether they like it or not, I guess, it's kind of more fair to them.
Oh, I just add on to that, because when whoever applies for a commissioner next year doesn't always get the first choice, you always get where the director will choose where they're best at. They're not going to choose based off, well, they will, but like, it'll be based off like what their strengths are for that coalition.
Okay, Commissioner Talk.
Do the internships last all year?
Yeah, they're good until the term ends.
Okay, then yeah, because you know, you have them, like 1 month at each coalition and kind of let them pick who they want to shadow for the rest of the year, or like a intern choice section.
20 minutes of this, man.
Well, we expect them to go to all these, for all of our meetings as well.
I think that's appropriate. It gives them a taste of the department, that's for sure. I think our department has the longest, most hardcore meetings of most. In the association, and I don't know if that's because I'm long-winded or if we just talk about a lot of stuff at each meeting, but I think it's fair to them to like really have them know if they're trying to apply next year, let them know ahead of time what the department is going to be like. Yeah, you're going to have long meetings. Yeah, you're going to be in funding hearings for hours on end, but so be it. That's the job, kind of thing. So, and if they like don't make it to a meeting or something, we're not gonna like throw them out or something. You know?
yeah,
Commissioner Hidalgo.
Kind of just the other side of things. It sounds like they do a lot of the work that we're doing, or at least like shadow us. I think that we should definitely do something fun with them also, so
yeah,
it doesn't seem like it's just, oh yeah, we're just, all we do is work on our parts, work on our projects, go to our office hours, meet with groups, and that's it. Like, it'd be, like, I'd be pretty dissuaded from the department if it seemed like it was just all work.
Right.
And, like, didn't say, like, for example, programming, like, the interns probably have a bunch of fun at all the programming events, so anything fun that we do, which I think all this is fun, they should come to, but, like really fun events or something, like, whatever things we do outside of this, they should definitely come apart and stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, if we plan a retreat or whatever we do, we'll definitely make sure to include them out too. So, cool. Anything else on the interns? Right on. Perfect. We'll move into agenda item 6, report of the club support funding manager.
So, as I let you guys know around a month ago, I will not be present. The dates sort of changed around, though. Instead of being Monday through Wednesday, it's going to be Tuesday through Thursday.
This coming?
Yeah, so November 1st through 3rd, I will not be present. I will be away in Arkansas for a partner summit. So I would need... we have three early applications from Delta Sigma Pi and Nevada Student Ambassadors. So I would need someone to handle the funding for that if anyone's willing, unless you want to do it.
Like the spreadsheets and stuff?
Yeah, just the spreadsheets.
Yeah, I can handle it.
Okay, yeah.
As long as they're on the agenda, and just send me a reminder to, if you need me to post the agenda or make the agenda or whatever. I don't know what the situation would be, but we can work that out. I'll handle it.
I think with that, since the agenda is already made for November 2nd, that'll be fine. But for the November 9th meeting, mm-hmm, I will be back by then. Because it'll be Friday, right? Friday when I do the agenda.
Yeah, when does it need to be posted by? Thursday?
Oh, actually, wait. Yeah, that's true.
Thursday?
Is it Friday?
Or is it? No, it's Friday.
Friday morning.
Yeah, Friday at 9. So when do you come back?
Thursday night. So I'm not sure if I'll make office hours.
Cool. Yeah, so I can make the agenda.
Okay, all right.
For
that takes a lot off my shoulders.
Yeah, just remind me.
Yeah.
Shoot me a text. Be like, hey, Director Long. Totally.
Okay.
Don't forget this, please.
Okay.
And I'll do it.
Perfect. And, yeah. Aside from that, things have been going good with the funding tracker. Is there anything that you guys want me to track with it that you guys feel like would be important? Like, Chris, your car?
I'd have to think for a minute.
Okay. I can. So,
What are you including in the funding tracker to this?
Oh yeah, were you at the last meeting? Okay, yeah. So, I completely redid the format so that all the totals are at the top. And in addition, how I'm organizing it is I'm doing coalition analysis of how many number of applications, average amount funded per club, total amount funded, stuff like that. And it'll just give a huge breakdown of everything. The front page has a lot of important information talking about our department budget, and sort of a summary of what happened in each of the funding periods. Yeah. And in addition to that, I'm also including something where I highlight a cell that'll include whether a club was co-sponsoring, whether they requested more or they were funded more than the caps, just so that we know the different trends of which clubs may not be as familiar with funding. And I think that's it right now.
Yeah. Anything else?
Funding manager does.
Oh, sorry.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. We'll move into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Commissioner Bitar.
So, yesterday I had a very productive meeting with the president of the rugby club, who expressed a lot of concern about our funding policy. So I thought I'd let you guys all know, hear his thoughts. Wish you could have been there. So... He does not... Can I just go through and hit every point he mentioned?
Send it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, tier one. He felt that we are discriminating against clubs because majority of clubs... He said about 20% of clubs realistically use this funding. Majority are Greek life organizations. So, he asked me the question as to why... They can't have access to this $8,000 just in general. Next, tier two is too small, pretty much, for sports clubs. And I know that's a problem for a lot of sports clubs, but I do understand that in order to make sure we don't run out of money, we have these numbers in place. Tier four is too small. No problem with tier five. I know we have no control over ESI. That's SEAB, correct? But the question was asked, why don't we fund all ESI if the university is going to make clubs who host events on campus pay for it? It's a valid question. I think we should talk about that. He asked, and that's not including in the tier caps, if you guys know what I mean. So have a separate fund for ESI.
So was he trying to get started?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was he trying to get at there should be an entire like tier per se for ESI?
Right, that's 100% funded.
Okay.
So SEAB in essence, if we assign ESI.
Because they make them use ESI is what he said. And then the rest of the stuff, we have no control over. Trainers, mandatory trainers on field, I know we have no control. University logo. And that was it.
Yeah, funding manager transfer.
So, two things. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I believe I may have mentioned this to the group before as well, but instead of, we could also focus on advocating for these big issues. Even though we don't have a direct influence, we still can have a role in speaking with professionals at that level to try to influence them to potentially affect this at the university. And the second thing is this also speaks to the increasing influence of the department to reach out to those people. So I think it would be a good way to sort of talk about that with us mentioning the SAS and increasing what we can do to advocate for clubs and organizations on campus.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Rockwell.
Did you forward him the policy manual evaluation?
No, I didn't. But I did tell him the policy manual is under construction.
You should forward that to me. The Google form I sent out on the newsletter.
It's in the chart.
Oh.
Yes, in the chart.
I can forward that.
The drive. I love that this is becoming a thing now. I was just gonna ask what that was because I didn't know. I had no idea what that
it was. The evaluation I wanted to send out in the newsletter so clubs can send their input on changes that they wanted or like likes and dislikes of the current policy manual. So then Adam can get reference on that and then see if he wanted and if there were any clubs that wanted to participate in his focus groups.
You did send that already, right?
Yeah, and I'll send it again on the next newsletter.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Cool. Anything else, Commissioner Batar?
I guess my question to you guys is there anything you'd like me to tell him regarding like the policy manual changes besides what Kenneth told me to forward? Yeah.
I would actually suggest that he goes to a meeting.
I suggested that. Unfortunately, he has a schedule conflict.
Okay.
So he cannot make our meetings.
Sorry. Commissioner Tupper.
It sounds to me like he kind of just got upset at a few things, and when people get that way, they tend to just find everything upsetting or frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of that... So I've tried to figure out, you know, what is the core things... Because I doubt he actually cares that Tier 1 is, you know, not really... or not as usable to them as it is to other clubs, because the entire point of the tier system is every club will have their own tiers that kind of works for them. So I really don't think they... are that upset about the Tier 1
I think he's upset at the fact that they don't get... they're not
so
going
like
to use
what,
the $8,000 that's
what's
available.
What's the core, you know, concerns? And
uh-huh.
those are what I would address. Not everything.
Okay.
That's just the way I see it, though.
Perfect.
I wasn't at the meeting, so
mm-hmm.
if I'm wrong, then ignore it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hidalgo?
So, guys, I feel like we've been pretty distant the last week. I mean, I don't want to come up with excuses. I like to hold myself accountable, but I had 4 midterms last week, and it was my 4-year anniversary with my girlfriend, so I was kind of smashed in 1 week. But I'm trying to make up all the work. I've been keeping up with all my emails. I have been getting a bunch of emails from groups that aren't in my coalition. I didn't think it was a problem. But I answered their question and I would still track them like, hey, just for like the future, this is your commissioner. I don't mind helping you. No, the commissioner or any of the commissioners can help you, but just for future reference, they're your commissioners. So I just expressed that. I sent follow-up emails on my small project of changing the university or club names, but a lot of them haven't gone back, nor they've been saying that our meeting got pushed back, so we weren't able to talk about a name change. So that's kind of on the works. I talked with Commissioner Tarr and asked if I could help him with his project, and he gladly accepted me into his project. So I'm kind of working under him. I don't want to take like claim of his project, but this is his idea. So I'm kind of having him just use me how he needs it. With that, with my actual project, I still have to meet with Rocio. It was totally my fault. I tried emailing her a couple of times, but sometimes I don't like to think smart and I can't spell. So I spelled her email incorrectly and that's why I wasn't getting responses. So I'm going to be meeting with Rocio. I'm sending her an email as we speak. With the correct spelling to figure all of that out because I know I've been slacking on that. So I'll acknowledge that I haven't been doing my responsibility as a commissioner, but I will do my best to fix that. And if you guys need any help with any of your projects, with anything, let me know. I'm glad to help you guys. I think that's all I have for my report. My future is having a grilled cheese fundraiser after meeting at 11.
Sweet. Is that it?
Yeah.
Cool. Commissioner Tarr.
Oh man, what a week. Got a test back, got an A on it, which was awesome. The Spurs had a great opening night.
Okay.
Also awesome. My project is like an amoeba. It's slowly eating all the other commissioners and absorbing them as a part of the project, and it's going to be the greatest amoeba of all time. And so yeah, by now everyone has seen the Google Drive, so it's pretty robust and in-depth. And so, yeah, just constantly adding to it, making it better, trying to actually, you know, not just change the funding system to change it to actually, like, make it better is kind of the goal. And I think we're on a really good track right now. At the last meeting, it was briefly brought up the seed funding. I really, really like that idea, so I went and wrote policy and created basically a framework for it that is also in the Google Drive if you wish to bring it up on your computer. If we do talk about it today, then it will be talked about then as well. That's kind of it. In my coalition, things are kind of, you know, just the daily whirlwind stuff of answering emails and making sure everything's Gucci, which it is. So yeah. End of report.
Thanks. So Commissioner Wang sent me her report. I'll read it to the record now. I agree on having a larger base tier to accommodate for the majority of clubs that do not use Tier 1 or Tier 3. They should be able to access more money if they do not use up all the tiers and only need travel and Tier 4 amounts. Also, Rocio and I discussed the implications of consequences for iLead. I've come to the conclusion that our image is already kind of tarnished. What we'll do is send the PDF with a save the date for next year's conference so that everyone still has the information. The next commissioner can better delegate and plan consequences in a more timely manner. I'm working on the legacy binder for that. I hope that you will be agreeable to what I have decided. End of Commissioner Wang's report. Any questions? Cool. Commissioner Carrasco is sick today. Commissioner Unquillo.
Let's see. I wrote up the rough draft for the newsletter in November. I'm trying to start getting it out on the first of each month, so just like more, it's better to come out on the first rather than in the middle of the month. I'm making it more interactive, so the constituents are actually clicking the links and reading all the things I'm putting in it. Because after getting the stats from Amy, they're looking at the email, but they're not clicking into links to look at any like the club updates or anything like that. So this time around, I'm not including club updates because only one person clicked on it this time, the last newsletter. So I'm using more things like things that pertain to them, like 10 ways to advertise your event, 5 reasons to attend a funding workshop, local Reno charities and philanthropies to get back for November because it's the month of giving, stuff like that. And other than that, that's about it.
Cool. Thank you. So we'll move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. It sounds like we've got October 19th. Mm-hmm. To approve today. 16th and 17th were the funding hearing. Andrea is working on that. I gave her my filled out agendas with all the numbers that day. That's going to help her get through those, so we should see those shortly. So yeah, I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for October 19th, 2016. Commissioner Tarr.
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Approved. So we'll put 16, 17, 37 on the next one. Move into agenda 9, remarks. any remarks for either myself or Fund Manager Jasper? Agenda item 10, staff reports.
Hi, everyone. I think you got a message from James, the reminder from the VADA day. So for those that are meeting next week, just make sure that it has to be posted
today.
Fund Manager Jasper.
I handle that. Don't worry about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And, I'll be gone tomorrow, and then Friday everyone is off, so I'm catching up. If I am behind, I'm pretty behind, but if people are asking or wondering, like, hey, she's not responding, just make sure you let them know, but I should be all caught up by today, and that's all.
One other thing. I was meeting with a new club before this, pre-optometry. And it sounds like they were communicating still with Brian, trying to like get that all figured out. So Brian moved to a different position now, and he doesn't really handle club renewal, new clubs, anything like that anymore. So that usually will now go to Jarrett or Rocio, kind of a combination of both, but Jarrett for the most part. So if you guys see that or are referring people to or different organizations to somebody in the association to help them with renewal, new club, something like that, forward them to Jared, because he'll be the guy for that. Yeah, Jared. Oh, sorry, Fund Manager Jasper.
And have them make sure that it's with two T's, because I've actually gotten emails and like people who've gone to talk to me about club renewal, and I thought it was just a general question, but they were expecting me to handle the things that Jared and Rocio were supposed to do. So just be sure to clarify and get if you do have correspondence with a club like that, send a specific email for Jarrett rather than
like CC
notice. Yeah.
Also, one more thing: I've been not seeing a ton of emails with me CC'd on them. Keep CCing me on stuff. I like to read it. Is it two R's and two T's for Jarrett?
Yeah.
R R E T T.
If you forward it to me, I can get it to him.
Okay.
Even if you do forward it to Brian, he'll forward it to me, but yeah, I'd be better if you don't forward things to Brian. To be more
sure. Sweet. Anything else for Sue? Mm-hmm. Cool. Agenda item 11, public comment. Cool. So then we've got, how much time? 10, 15 minutes? What do you guys think? Who has commitments?
I'm coming up with the study board.
I just have some
time. Okay. So, yeah, we got like 10 minutes. Do some a little bit of policy. So, let's move into agenda item 4. Action 2. We'll discuss the club support funding policy manual. Commissioner Tarr?
Do I get the gavel?
You can have the floor.
Yes. That's close enough. Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about today? Do you want to resume where we left off last week or talk about seed funding? There's a few things, and it'll take a few meetings. I guess what's everyone interested slash prepared for?
Seed funding.
Yeah, let's talk about seed funding. I'm down with that.
Ooh, fun. I like seed funding. So if you proceed to the Google Drive, the popular place, it's poppin'. I kind of wrote some policy. It's not like, you know, entirely finished because they're like you need to change stuff throughout the entire course of the manual where it would be referred to, but this is like, it's the framework. It gets the point across as to how it would be done. So if anyone just wants to pull it up.
Commissioner Anquilla.
Can I just copy and paste the portion of like something I wrote up to the bottom?
Yeah, so the first page is like, you know, my framework. The second page is just notes from the past. And then also, kind of fundraising stuff. I like it. So yeah, we can just discuss this for today. I guess, do we want to set a limit for like 11 o'clock? Or is like 11:05 work? 11:10? 2? negative response.
Commissioner Ronclo.
11.
11?
5.
Okay.
To the drive. Commissioner Ronclo.
I move to suspend Robert's rules until 11 o'clock.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to the vote. All those in favor, please say as you get by saying aye.
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 All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. Robbins, rules suspended.
So, last night when you were talking about seat cutting and all that, I personally don't like the idea, because not all clubs can make up the 500, and I know over time they don't pay it back in time, over time, but sometimes it takes a longer amount of time for some clubs to do it. For fundraising events, I wanted to make it available for both on-campus and operations, and then there needs to be something to stipulate what was on-camp and what was a big fundraiser and a small fundraiser. So I had this, reading the old policy manual, it said things that differentiated Tier 1 and infrastructure was any the cost of admittance to events. So then if there's a cost to attend the event, then it would be considered a big event where it's on campus, and then if it doesn't have an event admittance, it would be through operations. So that's where I saw the differentiating. And I wrote it in, I copy pasted it onto the sequencing page in the drive. You guys have it.
My opinion, because seed funding, you know, not all clubs should use it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like they have to. It's just an extra thing. It's like not all clubs
yeah.
should use Tier 2. Not all clubs should use Tier 3. It's just, it's there. It's available. And I think we can kind of, you know, lift all fundraising restrictions. They can do operations or on campus or through seed funding if they don't want to use either of those caps. And so they kind of, you know, they have different options available, different routes.
Do you think if we had both, though, wouldn't they opt to go in for using the operations or on campus here instead of the seed funding?
I think some would, because they wouldn't have to pay it back. You know, it
just depends on the size of your club, also.
Yeah.
And then plus, if you to couple with that, I mean. Creating a new position, I know it's an idea, but if you have proper guidance, I don't see why you should
doing work being used well, efficiently, if people actually know, if they think that, oh, we can make up that 500,
yeah.
then I think that it can really help clubs and really get them more money.
Keep them off
yeah.
their feet.
And if they're not comfortable with using it, then they can
then they
use
be
operations there. Around campus here.
Yeah.
With similar to
clubs
like
clubs should be smart enough to know. Like, oh, there's no way we're going to be able to make up this $500. So I think I like the idea of it because it helps out clubs that do need it, or even big clubs that still want to fundraise more, that they know that they can actually make up that $500.
I'm looking on the other side of the spectrum. The risk, though the risk is not too high, the likelihood of clubs defaulting on this, you might get a few clubs, but I don't think it's enough to break the bank, so to speak.
Sandy was saying when I was around 20 years ago, clubs weren't ever going into the negative.
No,
Robert's rules. Oh, sorry. How do we consider a thing if we, like, if someone mixes seed funding and another stuff for the same event? So scenarios like that.
What do you mean?
So are we going to limit seed funding as sort of like a tier? And then only fix it towards applications, or are we going to allow seed money as just a general concept and mix it in with tiered applications?
So the way it's written up right now, I initially wrote it towards just for fundraising events, and over
okay.
the course of the next few years, if implemented, of course, then the commission can slowly scale it up to the rest of the tiers as well. Because it is a new thing, you do kind of have to start, you know, somewhere controlled.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the best way to do it. And then I guess I'll just quickly address the position I kind of created. I called it the seed funding manager. I know there's been talks of moving like the funding manager role to like an assistant director type role, and I know Richard now wants to change the SAS and job descriptions in general. So I think overall we could kind of, you know, adjust the department where you have the director and the assistant director who both share like a lot of responsibility and duties in terms of like preparing all the meetings and their own projects and everything. And then the C funding manager could take over like just funding manager specific stuff, like super specific stuff, and, you know, C funding kind of be like the front line for that. They're the ones in constant communication with the clubs. They're kind of like, you know, kind of like how tier one allows for ink blot, C funding allows for this person to be a resource. That's one option. Or if, you know, the funding manager is still like, has enough on their plate already, we could just create a super specific position just for that. And obviously, you know, like pay would be less if budget allows, like just scaling with the workload, of course. And so that was kind of, you know, what tied it up to make sure that as little can go wrong as possible because it is a new thing. To just remove, you know, the fundraising events policy entirely, and like just say, hey, you can use anything, and we're not gonna, you know, tell you how to use which one and which way. Just entirely, like, I know you wrote the paragraph,
yeah.
And so, like,
I mean,
put in the work. I feel bad, but like,
okay.
Just entirely remove that
like
policy clause entirely. Like, do you think that would be a feasible solution?
I'm just getting rid of fundraising. Policy and just have any.
Yeah, so like it's defined like what a fundraising event is, but not say fundraising is restricted to this, this, or this. Just, you know, let them choose.
I like that.
And then have both options, or so you can use any tier for your fundraising event or seed money.
So they use on off campus too. So like if they want to have like a Chipotle fundraiser or something, but they want to have like draft prizes at Chipotle.
Sure, you're feeling adventurous.
I mean, I kind of know. I like that.
I like that. That gives them options. Keeps it simple as well, not complicated.
Mm-hmm. Makes it easier for you, I think. So then there's no stipulations anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it easy all the way around. For the clubs.
Yeah.
Allow them to flourish.
And it does, and I guess... Normally, when you make stuff easier, you know, you're making something else like more exploitable, I guess.
True.
So, what would the consequences of that be, if any? Sometimes there's not. You know, scientists say removing mosquitoes entirely wouldn't affect the ecosystem at all. You remove any other species, then it's all toast.
Fundraising.
Commissioner Batar.
With fundraising, have we seen any problems in the past, you know?
With fundraising?
Yeah.
Maybe
like
problems.
Breaking rules, things like that.
I feel like clubs have, I think, stories of people getting in trouble for flipping like a certain amount of money or something. I don't know. I remember hearing something. Because I know one of the stories I've talked to, they got in trouble with Ace Wood for doing basically firing, but they flipped a bunch of money, and then Ace wasn't too happy about it. I don't know what you had heard.
The only problems I've ever seen is like with having outside bank accounts and like Venmo and Foursquare and like operating through third party things that we don't do here.
We can
I haven't really seen anything else.
But that's already included in
Commissioner.
That's already included in our policy manual.
Was, because you said it was during your, one of your terms that that policy was first put into place. What was the intent behind it?
What does it read?
Yeah, Commissioner, front of Commissioner Casper, I'm sorry. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
When I recall, I thought the Square and all that stuff, the electronic apps, they were for, they were central station mandated from the controller's office rather than as a policy.
Right.
Yeah. The university, so.
Yeah, that's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a technical, like, mandate on our end.
Okay.
Wasn't it the whole, like, if you're using ASAN funds to host an event, you shouldn't charge entrance? Wasn't that the whole reason behind that? Yeah. Entrance can still be charged for an event as long as it's not fundraising. That's what I recall.
Yeah. That was one portion of the discussion that we had.
That's just the old one.
Oh, yeah. That is a weird one, isn't it?
So, I personally don't think
see
many.
It was this portion. We added this portion about if money's raised, do not directly benefit the club. And then talked about, okay, well, if you're doing a fundraising event and it's tier one, then you can do that, but you donate all the money to charity. And tier four, you can do fundraising for yourself because we viewed that as infrastructure. Tier one, we figured, okay, that's for the bigger events, those are supposed to be huge. And so if we're allocating you a lot of funds to raise funds for yourself and you have the means to pay the 40% to do that, then how is that fair compared to another club that's smaller and can't hold as big of a fundraising event because they can't make up the 40% for that? So that was kind of the discussion. I mean, that was a portion of the discussion that was had. Another kind of view on why that policy has been in place. Commissioner Tarr.
So my opinion with the newer system, it wouldn't be as applicable, or it wouldn't be necessary. I think we could remove that without seeing that, anything extreme happening. And if something does that is unforeseen, then we could just re-add it, or the next commission could re-add it. That's my opinion on that.
Cool. Are there any final thoughts on this at all? So it's past 11 right now. I know there were some other commitments we had. I'll look at the SAS this week, and I'll also look at this policy and continue working on it. So keep doing the same, I guess. We'll want to try and make big advances on this. Don't be afraid to have conversations with Commissioner Tarr about his project outside of this, relying solely on 30-minute bits of conversation that we can have at these meetings would literally take forever to approve this policy. So we have a lot of work to do, and it's going to take working outside. So if you've got nothing to do in your office hours, this is a good thing to do during that time. So anything else? We'll move into agenda item 12, adjournment. Adjourn the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations at 11:05 a.m.